Doc Van wiped droplets of sweat from her brow, then reached for a 9/16-inch socket wrench. She really hated Humvees. "Why can't it be a matte V or something fun to work on?" she said. The MRAP All-Terrain Vehicle, or MATV, was the preferred ground vehicle of the teams. The vehicles had been introduced in the Middle East and were still predominant in the Guard. Winchester, still at his perch, was close enough to hear her comment. The two-story tower stood center mass, dividing the gate and motor pool.
"Quit your bitching. Could be worse," he said, looking down at her.
Van pointed the socket wrench up at Winchester in the tower.
"You'd better knock on wood or some shit, Bendejo," she said, almost scoldingly.
"Yes, ma'am,"
he said with a smile, his eyes returning to his sector of fire. Leaning over the engine block, Van went back to work. She was reaching for a shop rag when an alert chimed on her wrist HUD. Barner's bio readings just went offline.
"Romeo 3, this is Big D, how copy?"
she said over comms. She waited for a reply. When Barner didn't respond, she tried again.
"Actual, this is Big D."
Only this time, she reached out to Sharp.
"I see it. I'm en route,"
Sharp quickly responded. He'd gotten the same alert and was already at the bottom rung of the ladder to the roof.
"Hey, Barner,"
he said as he climbed. No response. Reaching the top rung, he scanned over the edge, looking for the man.
"Barner!"
Still, no answer. It was common for bio readings to go out. It didn't take much for the small sensors taped to skin beneath gear to become dislodged or shift. Perspiration, friction, and dirt took their toll the longer a team was outside the wire. It wasn't a perfect system, but it was something at least. As Sharp approached the comms antenna, he could see the glow of Barner's tablet on the deck. The private's XM250 was leaning against a stack of comms gear, but the man himself was nowhere in sight. The tablet was still plugged into a port hanging from a nearby control panel. The screen was cracked and oil smeared all over it.
Wait. Not oil, Sharp thought. It's blood.
Sharp raised his rifle from low to high in a heartbeat.
"Is that blood?"
Van asked as she appeared from behind. She'd quickly caught up to the lieutenant. He nodded, reached forward, and switched on the flashlight mounted to his rifle. Van did the same.